Hey everybody, this is Chuck and Brad podcast sidekick, Chuck Staton. The Brad man is not here. I am in Staten Island cleaning. It's like, 2:30 in the morning, and this is what I do. I have a weird life, and I clean, and I get sad, and I take my edibles, and I go to sleep. And so I took my edibles, and I remembered that I had to record this because I wanted to put this out there. So, the Chuck and Brad podcast had our Closing the Doors episode last week. And this week we started Fun Bearable, the new podcast where Chuck and Brad podcast merged with Ray Harrington Must Content. And we are now a three-headed beast. And today Fun Bearable launched two episodes. One was episode one, the pilot, which was myself, Brad, and Ray at my house, kind of sitting down talking about what the podcast is going to be and how we came to this decision, rejected ideas for the podcast, or rejected names for the podcast, I should say, ideas for closing lines, just fun stuff like that. And we also dropped our second episode, which is a sit-down with Mark Normand, who I work for, doing Tuesdays with Stories every week, and have a lot of fun with. Great guy. We did it in the basement of the Comedy Connection in East Providence, Rhode Island, which is the Chuck and Brad like home club, Ray's home club. Mark had sold out 8 shows, and one of the owners, Corey, wonderful guy, had built this amazing studio in the basement that we didn't even know about before that weekend, and he let us record there. So both of those episodes, episode one, the pilot, and episode two, Mark Normand Takes the Cake, are available at funbearablepod.com, or find Fun Bearable on YouTube or Instagram or wherever. It's full video and audio too. Obviously, the podcast is available on all podcast platforms, video on YouTube. All right, so what are we posting today? This is a preview of episode one and episode two. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to play you the first, I don't know, what do you think, 10 minutes? Let's play 10 minutes of the first episode, the pilot, and then we'll play you the first 10 minutes of episode two, Mark Normand Takes the Cake. Just to show you guys what's going on. I feel like the vast majority of people are really psyched for this. They think that the podcast has been the funniest when all three of us have been together. And we have a good chemistry, and that's how we feel too. But there is a small sub-segment of people who are nervous about the podcast changing and losing kind of the intimacy. And I think maybe it's funny because a couple people have talked to me about it. Most people are pretty nice, even if they're like, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, but I wish you guys all the best of luck. And I know this makes sense for you guys. It might not be for me anymore. I think it is going to still be for you if you come on board with us, because I was thinking about this and I'm like, what could people really think that they're going to lose? And I think that part of it is that sometimes me and Brad sit down and we really get into things, and I kind of, in a nice way, I force Brad to tell me how he feels, and he does kind of open up, and I tell him how I feel. You know, we've talked over the years on the podcast about failure and about depression and heartbreak and all that stuff. And I think maybe people feel like they know us, and maybe that was a real look behind the curtains, as I always say, let me pull back the curtain. And that a Fun Bearable will be more of a presentational show. Here's what I want to tell you. I do think we're going to be doing more presentational show stuff, you know, working with Tell 'Em Steve Dave and Tuesdays with Stories, and Mike Birbiglia is working it out. And, you know, the other podcasts I've worked with over the years, Kevin Smith stuff. It's shown me that there is this world out there that is a real perfect vehicle for creators who want to make their own independent content and really find an audience and produce really thoughtful stuff, or really like highly produced stuff, or stuff that is really someone's unfiltered voice. And so we're trying to see if kind of the skill set that I have combined with the voice that we all have and the bounce that we all have together and the rhythms and stuff, if we can maybe be a part of that. And I'll be completely honest, I haven't said this to Brad, and I know he won't listen to this, so I don't mind saying this out there. Like, yes, it'd be cool to make a little bit of money from the podcast, because that'd be a fun thing to do for the first time in 14 years. But really, I'd love to get Brad to a place where he pursues creativity over the safety that he has pursued for the past couple decades. Because it's a hard thing to do. I really sympathize. I've been living in two worlds of like, oh, I got to go on this responsible path of work and all that stuff, while also trying to go down my creative path. And I kind of finally really took the leap. I decided to a couple of years ago, and I really took step towards it and made that leap. And things have been going well so far, knock on wood. Hope it continues to go well. But Brad is so funny and so smart and creative, and I think that he would be so much happier in his life if he was able to do this kind of stuff as a part of his income and as a part of what, you know, what makes him feel safe in terms of the future, which is financial stability and all that kind of stuff. And I really think that this is a move where, you know, after 580 episodes, 13 years, it would be really hard to turn the Chuck and Brad podcast into a more serious thing that gets a new audience that deep in. However, if we can start a new podcast with Ray, who is so funny, and really have a bunch of super helpful and super considerate guests that are people I've worked with, that I respect them, and they have followings, and they're being so kind by being part of this, from Walt Flanagan to Mark Norman, Joe List, even Kevin Ryan, who I barely know from Are You Garbage, all these different people, Siobhan, everybody who's, you know, Ronan, everybody that's coming on in the next couple months. It really feels like we can get something going in a more professional way, and it really already seems like it's doing that. So I think that this is for sure the right move for us to go in that direction, but also, I really think the people who tune into the Chuck and Brad podcast for intimacy and truth and kind of a look behind the curtain of just two people that they, you know, maybe you just kind of, maybe you care about us just because you heard us for so long and now you're just invested. I've always had this feeling that, you know, if you work with someone or you go to school with someone, even if you don't get along, you kind of are going to love that person. If you work with someone who sits next to you at a desk for 5 years, even if you don't hang out outside of work, but you have your work interactions, you see them all the time, when that person's mother dies, you're going to feel awful and you're going to want to help them and you're going to love them. You're going to realize you love them. And that's what's going on here, I think. You love us. You care about us because you've been here for the past however many years through breakups and sadness and ups and downs. And a lot of times the Chuck and Brad podcast has a lot of laughs, but a lot of times it is a lot of sitting down and getting into it. And it's funny because I think that some of that stuff could turn off a general mass audience, or not necessarily turn off, but just make them disinterested. But for people who are very invested, it's kind of part of what pulls you in. And here's what I want to say. Not only do I think that that's going to be part of all the regular fun, bearable episodes, but I also want to say that we have already discussed and are doing some bonus episodes that are not quite as showy. In other words, maybe on a Thursday we come out with, you know, fun, bearable episode 3. And it's me and Ray and Brad in my house, and we're you know, zinging and zanging, to use Tuesdays with Stories terminology, and joking around the whole time and laughing and being really fast and fun. And you guys might feel like you don't get the intimacy aspect of it. We talked about the idea of just like, well, let's just sit down sometimes and talk about the movies we're watching and the TV shows we like, what's going on in our lives, what's going on in our week to week. And just put those up as bonuses that aren't even necessarily going to be video. Like, we probably will take the audio and run it through a visualizer so we can put it on YouTube with something as a video aspect of it, but not a big production, just three guys sitting down who are, you know, trying to make it in comedy and film and podcasting and all these different areas and what we like in those worlds of television and movies and music, which is exactly what the Chuck and Brad podcast was. So I think if you listen, if the ratio before was like, you know, I don't know, 50% laughs and 50% heart, I think that, yeah, this might turn into 65% laughs and 35% heart. But you're going to get a lot of the heart. I promise it's going to stay. And I think you're going to like the laughs. I think we have a lot of funny stuff coming up, and we got, you know, Brad and Ray are both so, so, so funny, and I'm really thankful to have found both of them, especially, you know, with my very specific antagonistic, you know, ideas that I like to bring to the table and face people with. Maybe the edibles are kicking in. Who knows? You know, who knows about that? What time is it? Anyway, so here's a preview of Fun Bearable Episode 1. This is the first time we sat down and recorded something, Ray, Brad, and myself, for this new project. And then we're going to kick it over to Fun Bearable Episode 2 with Mark Norman. But here's Ep 1, the pilot.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of a new podcast called Fun Bearable. My name's Ray Harrington.
Hello, I'm Brad Rohr.
I'm Chuck Staton. And we haven't talked about how this is going to go, this intro.
No.
Can I say something up front?
You're already doing it. Go for it.
This is for the future. Please don't take this the wrong way.
Okay.
Like when I'm setting up a lot of stuff.
Here we go.
By myself, people are just kind of sitting around.
The last first episode just of the don't, podcast.
I don't like it when someone's like, hey, can we go? Can we start? Like when they're sitting there and they're like playing with their dick through their shorts or whatever the fuck you're doing over there. I mean, anyone. Not you.
Anybody. Anybody at all. Anybody at all.
They were my shorts.
What the hell?
Well, cargo pockets for a reason, right?
You know, I'm just saying, you know, you got one guy, he's technically savvy, knows how to do this stuff, providing the $1,000s of equipment. Everyone else, noodling, you know, whatever they're doing.
Canoodling.
Yeah. No reason to be like, hey, let's start this going. You know what I mean? Like the king is sitting there with the grapes and the feeding.
Not a good start, right? What do you mean? I'd say this is a bad start.
This is just general, so we never fight in the future, so it doesn't happen another time.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That is fair.
You know
what absolutely,
I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want it to happen in the future.
I think the trickiness is like you chose to bring this up as soon as the mics were on, so you had like the safety of a presumed audience, right? And now I'm like, is this a bit or is it real?
It can be half and half. Brad will come to tell you.
I would waffle on it and say it's part bit, part real.
And that's your new dance, right? You've been working on it. You've been working on your new dance. Do the waffle on it.
I am so afraid of confrontation that even my dance is a waffle of some
Brad
sort.
Brad is so afraid.
The dance is fun. You just keep apologizing during it.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You know how like a lot of times the dance will start with like clearing a space in the dance floor? Yours starts with you slowly backing out of the gym.
I'm just apologizing.
So I'm assuming it's a school dance.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Brad.
I'm not allowed at them for a lot of reasons.
He's so scared of confrontation. He created this dance just to do whenever a confrontation comes up.
Yeah.
It's just to avoid.
Yeah. So you don't, instead of doing the Dougie, you want, if you're ever in a situation, if you're being mugged,
if somebody backs into my car in the parking lot and I see them, I'm like, oh, I could call him out, but I'm going to do the waffle on it.
Yeah.
Do the waffle. That's what he does. He screams it. And that's how you know that he's in a situation.
And then there's one clap and then you just hear a lot of, as he's doing the dance moves.
You know what? I would love to hear his 911 call on the news where it's like, I think they're breaking in, they're breaking, do the waffle.
5, 6, 7, 8.
And it's just the sound of being stabbed.
And you're saying, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. My skin is so hard.
Stick to the routine.
Let me clean that knife for you.
What happened? I don't know. I did the waffle. And then I got in the way of his knife multiple times.
So we got to talk about what we're doing here. We're starting a new podcast.
Yes, we are starting a new podcast. And I will say, this is like a first date in an arranged marriage.
Right? We're only like, for Brad.
Yes.
Me and Ray are the parents and the grooms.
Oh, no.
It's a very
confusing. We did get
confusing.
That goat, so.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we Let's figure.
Wait, is my dowry only one goat?
Yeah. And we don't even get to keep it. We have to give it back. Yeah.
It's a borrowed goat.
It's a loner goat.
We've been doing podcasts for a long time. We're all kind of old. Is it old queens, old hats? What's it called when you're
old queens?
Is that what you just said?
What are you in old? No, that's a very different thing, especially since, you know, while we're recording this, you know, we just did pass through Pride Month.
Yeah.
And
really? I was just saying
an old queen is a very different thing.
What is it, a thing?
Yeah, I think that's definitely
okay,
a thing.
Okay, you're an old something. I'm an old hand.
Old hand.
Old hand.
And
is this,
you'd say
is
that podcasting
of.
Is old hat to us. I have no idea the etymology
old hand,
of that phrase.
Old hat.
Yeah.
Queens have hands and hats.
Not every queen has hands. But
that's
not
true. And some queens don't have hats.
They have the gold ones. The
crowns.
That's a crown.
Well, that's
a crown. You got one of those.
A crown is a hat.
Jewelry hats. Do I get a jewelry hat?
A crown is a hat. I stand by that.
Okay.
All right. But we, you know.
Could be just a bad helmet.
What about
a real bad helmet?
You can't hit me right here, though.
So let me. You're on the phone buying it. Yeah. So how are the sides? They're perfect. They're
what
golden.
About the top?
They're golden. And the top?
You're breaking
the waffle.
Listener, if you can't tell already, this podcast is going to have many, many side roads. many. This should be just called the Distraction Podcast.
The Tangent.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, yes.
But no, it's...
The Tangent is not a bad name.
Oh, scrap it. Let's start over. but no, the reason we started this, I think, is very... it's a very fun and positive story, right?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting because, you know... Brad and I have podcasted together for like 13 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
As the Chuck and Brad podcast. And I know for people who are like, what a terrible name. Originally, it had a name, but then people just called it the Chuck and Brad podcast. So
it was called How Young is Too Young, right?
Right. How Young is Too Young.
We never figured that out.
Yeah.
No. That's crazy.
There's just not an answer.
Yeah. Well, you kept coming to the table with different variables.
Yes.
Well, hold on.
What if she's from Canada? Yes. Is that a thing?
But we've been podcasting for a long time. When did you start podcasting?
I started podcasting doing with Ray and Derek, the podcast. That was my first podcast.
What year do you think you started? Just rough.
That was like 2014, 2013.
2014, 2013.
13. Let's say 13.
And what's interesting too is
2012.
Even before that, Ray, I have a communications minor. Mm-hmm. I have a degree in film with a communications minor. And you went for communications too, right?
I did, yeah. Yeah.
So
I also did.
Are we
you
doing
did too?
Yeah.
I always think of you as a Spanish homework man.
No. That's German homework. I minored in German.
Oh, 100% you minored. I didn't even know that about you, but I knew that about you. You know what I mean?
This guy minored in German.
By the way, the fact that I think you had a degree in Spanish is really close to that.
Yeah. They're almost the same language.
Well, the idea of being a language degree person.
Well, again, the degree is not in the language. The degree is in communications, public relations. And I got halfway through my last semester and I was like, I don't want to do this.
No,
I think I want to learn one of the hardest languages.
No. Yeah. I had already learned one of the hardest languages.
Is that good? What is that?
English is one of the hardest languages because of how many different meanings words have.
Yeah. So we started podcasting a long time ago. Ray started podcasting a long time ago. And then we became friends with Ray quite a while ago. We're all in Rhode Island.
Yes.
And we were doing a show at the Comedy Connection, which is Rhode Island's comedy club, the main comedy club.
Yeah.
And it was called the Tag Team Comedy Show. I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember this?
I do remember, yeah.
This is kind of where we met. And Brad and I were already doing some two-man shows at the Comedy Connection because along with the podcast, we'll do live like two-man comedy shows that are very strange. I won't get into that right now. But the whole night was supposed to be two people on stage together at the same time. And they asked us to headline because... We had so much. We were the ones that actually do that all the time.
Right? Yeah, you guys were the only established like two person thing.
Exactly. You know? And so you were paired up with our buddy Brian Bowden, right?
Yeah, Brian came to me and wanted to like put this show on.
Oh, right? It was his idea. Okay.
Yeah, and so he asked me to co-host with him.
Makes sense.
We did that together.
Yeah,
and that's where we met that night. And we started working together on film projects, stuff like that. I'm a filmmaker. You're a filmmaker, and then. eventually we said, let's have Ray on the podcast, which we do with a lot of comedians. Brian has been on too.
Sure. Yeah.
A lot of other, you know, Derek Furtado, the guy that you started your podcast with, great guy. And after we first had you on, it was just so much fun.
Oh, it was great.
We had such a good like rapport, all three of us together, that we're like, oh, let's have him on again. And you seriously have been on the podcast, like, I'd say between 25 and 30 times.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Our podcast, and the Chuck and Brad podcast.
I think, you know, and then I started my podcast, Must Content, right at the tail end of quarantine times, right?
Yes, Ray Harrington, and Must Content.
Yeah, and I had both of you on the podcast.
Right.
And, you know, we really enjoyed that. And I think I got to a point where I was like, I really like doing the podcasts with you guys.
Yeah.
But bringing funny to that podcast is like, well, what do I get out of this? You know what I mean? Like, it's not my podcast.
Of course. So, of course.
Yeah.
It's actually funny. There is a little side thing here where when the quarantine started, we said, let's do video projects. And we were like, Ray, do you want to come on as like a guest third for a while? And you were like, but your name is the Chuck and Brad podcast.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah. And you were on a bunch of times. You were. But it was a thing where we've been dancing around this for a couple of years. The idea of us becoming more serious.
There's a whole will they, won't they.
Yeah. Right.
There was that one time we all leaned in for the kiss, but then got interrupted.
Well, we all bonked our heads. It's not a space.
We started laughing.
And then we're like, I was just kidding. I wasn't a real kiss.
No. That wasn't real.
I faked you guys out. I got to go.
And then we all walked separately in separate directions and then individually at separate times looked back to see if the other guys were looking back. But oh, no, they weren't.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. People were really rooting for us, though.
But yeah. And so, you know, it was becoming a thing where we'd be like, let's do a really funny episode of our podcast. You know, we have some things that we've done on the Chuck and Brad podcast over the years, like Pitch Doctors.
Sure.
Where we come up with like a new, you know, when Space Jam 2 came out and we saw that it was just a pop culture mashup of all different ideas.
Yeah.
We would do something like Pitch Doctors. We'd all bring our own pop culture mashups to the table.
Yeah.
And every time we did that, we thought, let's invite Ray and have him come on. And after a while, it was like, man, we're having Ray on all these big episodes. You had kind of talked to me when you were starting your podcast and said, like, you know, I wouldn't want to ask you guys to end your podcast, but it would be really fun for the three of us to get serious about it.
Right, right.
And then I think that obviously it made sense in terms of the relationships and the fun we have.
Right,
right.
And then when my work over the past couple of years has gotten more and more into the world of podcasting, and I started working with these bigger podcasts, I was like, man, I'd love to have our dynamic, kind of packaged in a way that's a little bit easier for someone to jump in.
Right. Yeah. Because people see the Chuck and Brad podcast has 500, how many ever episodes.
Yeah.
And they think, oh, why would I climb on board now?
Yeah.
Why would I clamber on this rickety old train now?
So we said, so all these things added up. We finally started talking about it seriously. And we're like,
it started as a joke, though. Like, I remember when we were starting the conversation, it started as a, it was very much like a, this will never happen, but it would be cool. Wouldn't this happen? And we started goofing about it.
Yeah.
And over a couple of phone calls and chats, it started to get more serious.
Yeah.
I don't know how interesting this is to the listener of we got to this stage.
Well, it's fun. It's fun. It's interesting.
We're merging.
We're merging. Yeah. So
you guys had a podcast. I had a podcast. And now we have a podcast.
Exactly.
We took those other podcasts behind the shed. We told those other podcasts to think of the rabbits.
Oh, okay. Good.
How they're going to pet those rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to love those rabbits.
Yep.
And then we shot those podcasts in the back of the head.
We're mixing stories here, right? Did he? Yeah, he did shoot him. He didn't. He broke his neck.
No,
he shot him.
No, yeah. He broke killed the yeah. lady yeah. in the yeah. barn. Yeah. Yeah. And man, what a ride for her.
Oh,
she's just like, look at this big dumb ox.
Yep.
I want him to fill me up. And they went in the barn and then he kills her.
So, you know, accidents happen.
And Fill Me Up was actually a quote from the book.
Yeah. The original title, I believe.
I think, yeah. The original title was Fill Me Up. And it was nice because it was like a metaphor as well.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? Give me a sense of fulfillment.
Fill me up, you big dumb ox.
Yeah.
All right. I hope you enjoyed a little preview of episode one. You can go over to funbearablepod.com to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Podcast Addict, Pocket Cast, whatever you do. You can subscribe on YouTube. If you like this kind of fun, silly bounce, please subscribe. Please leave us a rating. We really, really appreciate it. I think we're going to try to do a giveaway in the next couple weeks of stickers and some signed stuff from the Chuck and Brad podcast. If you follow us somewhere on social media and rate us on iTunes, we're going to do a giveaway where we send you some physical items and some signed stuff. So keep an eye out for that on the social media at FunBearablePod on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, wherever. But I want to also give you a little preview of our episode with Mark Norman. This is episode two, also available right now through FunBearable. This is Mark Norman Takes the Cake. And here's the opening 10 minutes, little preview. I love you guys. I love the years that we all kind of had a community together with everybody emailing in. That became a big thing on our podcast. I'd love more of that on FunBearable. It's funbearablepod@gmail.com to write in. Let us know what you think of the show. And you know what? If you think you need more heart, if you'd rather have a little bit more intimacy, if you're into the show but you have little ideas or thoughts, please write us. Please let us know. We're taking everything into consideration. I love the audience of the Chuck and Brad podcast so much. It shocked me over the past couple of years, how often people would write in and ask for advice or tell us how much we helped them, or even the past couple of weeks of saying like, oh, we're going to transfer over to FunBearable. We didn't think anyone would even notice or care. We thought everyone would say, oh yeah, whatever. You guys podcast with Ray all the time. You're changing your name. Who cares? But people have really reached out. The messages are shocking. I love you guys so much. Please come over with us. We're going to have a great time. We want to do live shows. We want to do different ideas. We want to do Dude Let's Beat. We want to do more. The same thing, but bigger, with more production. We want to reach out to people. We want to have more of a community. And I can't thank you guys enough for all the years of caring about the podcast. And I hope you continue to care about what we do in this medium. Give us a little while. If you're like, oh, you didn't talk about how Brad's sad. Believe me, he's sad. We'll talk about it. But we do have some heart stuff coming up the next couple episodes, I promise. I love you. Episode two, Mark Norman Takes the Cake. Fun Bearable. Rate, subscribe. Rub my nutsack.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Fun Bearable Podcast. I'm Brad Rohr.
I'm Ray Harrington.
And I'm Chuck Staton.
And we're recording a separate intro because we have a special guest on the episode this week. We will be joined in studio by stand-up comedian Mark Normand.
I think he prefers to be thought of as a podcaster.
Yeah.
According to this episode, anyway. That's what I got.
That joke is going to pay off in about an hour and a half.
So in this empty chair that is here during this intro, very soon will be filled with a human boy named Mark.
Yes. That's true.
He does like to be referred to as a human boy.
Yeah. Mark is a great guy, super successful comedian, like has been on the rise and
pretty
continuing to fucking kill it. And I've been lucky enough to be a little part of that with Tuesdays with Stories for the past year and a half. Every week, me and Mark and Joe List have so much fun, like just recording and then like getting Chipotle and recording more. And he's been a great guy. He's been super generous with me. Wonderful dude, wonderful friend. And I appreciate him coming on the podcast, man.
And he's not dead.
You know?
Because that sounded like...
It sounded a little...
Hold on, I have more to say. Yeah. Hold on, I have more to say.
In memoriam.
He was a good man.
Amazing
grace. And those who knew him best would impart...
Let's just throw to the interview with Mark Norman.
You know, I hope he's still alive by the time this comes out.
I used to jerk off to Eon Flux.
Oh, no, Alex Mack.
Too real.
Clarissa explains it all.
She was too old.
Alex Clarissa.
Mack. Yeah, I like Clarissa.
Yeah, Brad's a real Ferguson.
That's
true.
So my buddy, producing partner, Lee Leshen, he worked on the Nickelodeon documentary, The Orange Years.
Yeah.
And he was meeting with all the different Nick royalty, right?
The orange is met where with, the Trump run.
That's not bad.
Met with Alex Mack, and he said that she is gorgeous.
She's, oh, yeah. Some Veep.
Well, she was hot on Alex Mack.
Different yeah. lady.
Is that a different lady?
A different lady. Who You're thinking think of my girl.
Oh.
Are they different?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She loves bees.
Oh, no.
No, so Alex Mack, yep, he's frozen. This doesn't work when you're not on Zoom.
Oh, it's buffering.
She was hot on Alex Mack, yeah. But then she was on Third Rock from the Sun, and she was beautiful.
Wait, not the tall sister.
No, she was Joseph Gordon-Levitt's girlfriend.
Love interest.
Yeah. I want to let beautiful. The tall sister like beautiful. Carry me.
Yeah.
I want her to cradle me.
Sexy big lady.
Yeah, I want her to rock me and tell me what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
I got to say.
If you two fucked, we'd have like a Yao Ming situation. Oh, yeah.
You mean, it comes out Asian?
You mean unstoppable? That's what I would name the kid, yeah. Unstoppable.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
She was, she's okay, but she was in Austin Powers as like a hot girl in one of them, and she just did not fit. She was
super the photographer. Russian. Yeah, that didn't
it
work.
It was gross. She scares
gross.
Me. She
ouch.
Scares me.
How dare you? She's going to blast through that wall and beat you up.
I mean, Chuck was more of a Chuck was more of a Jane Curtin guy on Third Rock. So,
Well, we met Doug Key's girlfriend this weekend and she's 22.
And she's Jane Curtin.
Oh boy.
And I was like,
"Chuck, you can't stop talking about this, bro."
I love her. Right. But I was like, I
like her for different reasons than your creepy.
Well,
weird
I said like, "Oh, I thought you were like 27." And she's like, "Really?" I go, "Yeah, you're so tall." And she's like, that's not how age works.
That's a good point.
We're good. We're rolling right. on everything. So however you want to start it up, Ray.
Oh,
I thought we already did.
That was great. Yeah, yeah. We'll start
except
it.
For the part where you talk about wanting to fuck Doug Key's
girl. No, I told him last night at the table.
Oh, that's right. He got it all out in the open.
Yeah,
that
it's
he
out
wanted
there.
To fuck her.
Yeah, well, let's say break
up. I mean,
it
doesn't make it right, though, right? Like, if you air it, doesn't make it.
We're if they break, because they're moving together to Brooklyn. So yeah. if they break up, I'm two boroughs over.
No. Ooh, you're really smitten on this.
You have a plan and a map and everything?
Boy.
I got to bleep this. Yeah. Who are they talking about?
Yeah, we'll definitely bleep it.
We'll
definitely bleep
just
it.
Just 4
Mark,
minutes.
Can you take me with you?
Sure.
I don't like that I've shackled myself to what is only going to be a future problem.
I also you're also talking to someone who's also problem. Shackled to me, yeah. by the way.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
who you're talking to.
A lot of shackles.
Yeah,
there.
But you can just be like, don't come in tomorrow, and then it's over, right?
True.
Because you've
true.
Got Joe. You can talk with Joe,
that's
and everything's
true.
Fine. And then it's just going to be me and Brad
yeah,
just profusely apologizing
that's,
because
that's
we clearly knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All the signs were there.
All of the signs.
I didn't know you were working with R. Kelly.
Didn't know. Yeah.
Oh, R. Chucky. Yeah.
R. Chucky.
This should not be the intro.
Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Fun Bearable. My name is Ray Harrington.
I'm Charles Staten.
I'm Brad Rohr.
Hey, Mark Norman here.
Our guest today, Mark Norman.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you want to...
Hey, Mark Norman here.
I like the idea of putting our guest on the spot immediately with a weird responsibility.
I told him this was an incredibly aggressive podcast. Yeah. We were going to call it Why'd You Do That?
One of the names we were floating was Nice Shirt.
Oh,
just, you know, just a mean thing.
Yeah,
right, you got one.
Fun.
Defend yourself.
Yes. Here are some MySpace posts.
It's funny, when I started comedy, there would be all these mean things that people would say after you bombed. One was, "Whew, good speech." That was always fun.
I like that.
And then
like
the
that.
Other ones, you show up and they go, "Oh, when are you changing?" And I was like, "No, that one would always stick."
Yeah, that's a harsh one.
Yeah,
that is a harsh one.
I always think about the Chevy Chase Bill Murray moment where it's like medium talent. Which Bill Murray said to Chevy Chase.
Yes,
backstage
really?
At SNL.
I love that.
Medium
it's
talent.
So mean. It's
ouch.
So mean.
Yeah. Oof.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like? I don't like the well-meaning compliment that turns into an insult from someone. Like,
yes.
I like something like, you know, you should definitely keep at this.
Oh,
right?
Brutal. Yeah. My wife hated you, but I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one.
I always got, I like that you didn't swear.
Oh,
and that was
the worst.
That was the entire
that's
feedback.
That's the compliment that you have to give to someone when they're like, can you watch this thing that I made?
Yeah.
And you're looking at it and you're like, I got to find a positive.
What can I find a thing
positive.
To say?
Yes.
The lighting was so good.
Brad had a great thing recently. We went to, a couple weeks ago, we went to East Side Pockets. This is maybe 2 months ago.
What's that, a billiard?
It's a
strip club?
No, it's a Middle Eastern restaurant.
Ah.
And so here's what's funny.
I've never gotten that.
I was dating the teacher I've talked to you about.
Yeah.
Wendy. Her last name is Arabian. So Brad has a thing where he'll
Last name is Arabian? Wendy Arabian?
Wendy That's Arabian.
Yeah. Mm.
And so we had a thing. Like Brad will make a joke where, like, let's say Ray's waiting for his coffee. He'll be like, thanks a lot, Ray, holding everybody up, just being stupid.
Yeah.
So we're in a Middle Eastern restaurant. What did you say?
I think I said another classic Arabian screw up.
Oh, no.
So funny.
Oh, no.
And immediately was like, wait, no, it's not.
Isn't that so good?
What a whimsical way to describe terrorism.
Yes.
An Arabian screw up.
Another classic Arabian screw up. That is the New York Times headline.
Yeah.
Egg on their face, huh?
Right. It's like that Gulman joke where he's like, oh, you know, Hitler with his shenanigans. He's like, shenanigans, huh? Oh, you know, the Holocaust and their hijinks. He does like 10 of them.
I love that.